Today's daf Maseches Erevin daf Nun Beis. We mark the midway point in our Masechta. We close out the fourth parak with the second last Mishnah on a Beis. Teaches the halacha of a person goes beyond the tchum. Rashi explains this is a case where the person was mazid. They did it intentionally. Bidas. They knew what they were doing. They knew they were going beyond the tchum. And shalol l'shem mitzvah. There's no real permission for this person to be doing such an activity to go beyond the tchum. Even if they go one amma, says the Mishnah, they get penalized. They're not allowed to re-enter inside of the tchum. Rabbi Eliezer puts the maximum at 3 amos. You go outside 3 amos, then you're not allowed to re-enter. If you're 2 or less, that person can re-enter. Rashi explains over there, it's based on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion just a few dapim ago in the same perek, that those 2 amos going beyond, they're still considered quote-unquote within the tchum because of a person's space that they have from their body. Comes Rabbi Chanina in the first line of the Gemara, and he says, let's say you have 1 foot in one side of the tchum, and the other foot is on outside the tchum, so you're halfway, your middle of your body's in the border. This also results, says Rabbi Chanina, in a penalty not being allowed to re-enter, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, Im Tashiv Mishabat Raglecha. And the Pasuk is telling us as follows, if you turn away your feet due to Shabbos, the drasha being on the word, the plural, raglecha, but it doesn't have a yud, so it can be read as your foot in the singular, when we violate Shabbos, even with 1 foot. However, the Gemara goes on to present a different read of this Pasuk, and we follow this second reading, the halacha, that it should be raglecha, should really be read as if there's a yud there, which means only 1 foot out still allows a person to re-enter. I saw Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin is a beautiful idea in Pre-Tzadok and Parshas HaYishlach. Why is this Pasuk in Yeshayahu, which contains other halachos of Shabbos, Mim Tzochav Tzacha and Daber Davar, different halachos about how to dress on Shabbos and about our speech on Shabbos, many of which we spoke about back in the Masechet of Shabbos. Why the Navi starts us off, the first thing that the Navi Yeshayahu tells us about is the idea of Tchum Shabbos, the Shabbos boundary. A question we dealt with some dapim ago when we learned the source for Tchum from Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, which in the Torah is the first halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, among those presented in the Torah. It's in Parshas B'Shalach. The same we have by Yaakov Avinu, by Yichan Es Pnei Ir. The first thing that Yaakov Avinu did was he set up his Shabbos boundary. And even by Avram Avinu, there's a version, there's a girsa in the Gemara in Yoman of Kavches that Avram Avinu kept chumin based on the pasuk Ekev Asher Shama Avraham. Avram listened to the voice of Hashem, and the word Ekev means the heel, and this is a reference to the fact that Avram Avinu kept the Shabbos boundary rules. What is all this? What is all this about? So Tzadok HaKohen quotes the Zohar that the idea behind the words Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, it's related to the fact that Shabbos is not just about holiness in time, but it's also about Kiddushat HaMakom. It's also about holiness in space. Ki HaMakom Asher Atah Omed Alav Admas Kodesh, the place where you're standing upon, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, is holy ground. The very ground upon which we mark and begin Shabbos has a sanctity and a boundary that this perhaps explains the great emphasis on the centrality of domains and space in Hilchos Shabbos. Of course, Masechet Shabbos begins this way as well. Shabbos is not just a time that is infused with Kedusha, but it's also the space that we occupy, our homes and communities become the Machaneh B'nai Yisrael, the camp of B'nai Yisrael, housing the Shechina as it descends when we bring in the Holy Shabbos.